Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The weekly average of new coronavirus cases in Florida is increasing. Today, Florida added nearly 4,300 new positive cases of coronavirus and 57 deaths, bringing the death toll from COVID-19 to more than 16,700 in Florida. The total number of COVID-19 cases in Florida has been more than 786,000. The number of patients hospitalized for the disease has ticked upward over the past few days. Yesterday, many students in Hillsborough County started a new academic quarter with some big changes. Staff reductions went into effect throughout the county, turning middle schoolers into young activists. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports students have been speaking up at school board meetings and even starting petitions to bring back instructors who they've bonded with 3 months into the school year.
Zahara Narain, an 11-year-old sixth grader, knew there was a chance her favorite teacher, Ms. Heyman, might not make it through the year. The Masters Holding Williams Middle Magnet School science teacher is not only new, she was one of the last hired. But with a good reputation among students and starting her career with good credentials, Mrs. Heyman seemed like the kind of first-round draft pick Superintendent Addison Davis said he wants to be able to attract to the country's eighth-largest school district. Then the cuts came, and with it, the outrage.
The difference between this year and any other year was that the superintendent and the school board waited until the end of the first 9 weeks to cut teachers, which completely isn't fair to the kids or the teachers, because they had already started to know each other, started to form bonds and all that kind of stuff, and then the teachers are just ripped away from the kids, which is completely not fair.
Zahara started a petition on change.org to get Mrs. Heyman's job back. Other Williams Middle Magnet students, along with others from the district's 250 schools, are sending a message to the school board that they don't want their teachers gone or their school years disrupted. Megan Peters, a sixth grader at Walker Middle Magnet, addressed the superintendent and school board members at a recent meeting. She told them she was devastated to learn she was losing her math and history teachers. She said she'd never cared about those subjects as she had begun to this year.
The teachers that taught me best and that made those classes so fun and easy are gone.
Davis announced the cuts last week, a little over a month after he said some schools were living beyond their means and cuts would be coming in the next year or two after close evaluation. Davis said the cuts were part of routine restaffing that happens during every school's year. But Hillsborough Classroom Teachers Association Executive Director Stephanie Baxter Jenkins said these cuts were anything but routine. Any shuffling usually happens in the first few weeks and isn't nearly as drastic.
Since this new group has come in, our spring situation was hugely high numbers, and this year we're talking over 400 people. The amount of people impacted is not routine.
The district's plan includes improving student achievement and eliminating D and F graded schools, improving the overall financial health and stewardship of taxpayer money, and actively engaging the community and ensuring ongoing outreach. But first, it had to remove nearly $60 million from its budget. Davis said student projections were off by more than 3,000, at least in part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Baxter Jenkins, though, doesn't think that math checks out.
This new team of leadership is applying different ratios to schools. The ratios they are using for how many teachers you get, they are lowering the number of teachers. That's not a symptom of the pandemic. That's not anything else other than they do apply a different set of ratios.
Part of the announcement came with news that starting teacher pay would be going from an annual salary of $40,000 to $46,900. The raise is part of a state-funded mandate from the legislature. Davis said he believes that would help attract those first-round draft picks. Baxter Jenkins said they're already there, but Hillsborough won't be able to translate that into student success if it doesn't treat them right.
Top talent doesn't stay where they are not valued. And I think right now our teachers are feeling very undervalued.
Some of the newest teachers were placed in a pool from which they get redistributed based on need. The district said this year there might not be a need for all the teachers placed in the pool. Bianca Goolsby, a former Hillsborough teacher and founder of Teaching for the Culture, said the cuts are a foreboding sign for education.
So we don't have any new educators entering the workforce. The dismantling of public education is right in front of us.
Last week, the Hillsborough County School District released a video giving parents tips on how to talk to children affected by the change.
Your child may be confused about why they are moving classrooms or switching teachers, or why some new classmates are joining their rooms. I understand your angst, and I'm sorry if you're feeling frustrated. We are listening and want to ensure that every one of our school leaders and our district staff members are working to make these transitions as smooth as possible.
For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Here's the weather tonight. Overnight lows will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow breezy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.